That's a good thing. We just come in. All we have to focus on is football. No distractions. We're just going to come in and go to work.
How different did things seem around here? I mean, there's been a lot of change in this organization over the years, but, boy, the last year has been unprecedented even for this organization.
Yeah, with the new GM and the whole new regime, you know, they coming in with a new mindset. The culture change, that's what they're preaching right now. We're changing the culture. So, you know, we're just going along for the ride, following the leaders.
Is there like a tangible example of that culture change? I mean, did they give you apples on the plane now or something like that?
Oh, nah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they're real strict on discipline now as far as showing up to meetings, and, you know, they're even making us check in the lunches and dinners now. So, you know, they're trying to change the discipline factor, I guess.
And that didn't happen before at all?
We didn't have, not with the meetings and stuff. I mean, not with the meals and stuff. So that's new for us.
Tavon, when you say follow the leaders, would you include yourself in that group? I mean, you're...
Oh, when I said that, I was talking about the GM and the head coach, you know, and the staff and the path they're trying to set for us. But as for on the field, yeah, I definitely consider myself.
Yeah, the reason I mentioned that is that Coach Allen was saying today, and Tollefson mentioned it yesterday, that it's not up to the coaches to get you guys ready. It's up to you guys to get each other ready and sort of police things from the inside. Is that kind of the way that you see it?
Yeah, definitely. On any great team, you know, it starts with the players. You know, we have to rally the guys and, you know, lead by example, and I think we have a good core of guys that do that.
When do you think you started getting comfortable with that kind of role? Like last year, before? You know,
when they threw me out there as a starter, you know, I, in my second year, I kind of figured that I had to take on that role. You know, playing safety, that's usually the safety in the mic is usually the leaders of the defense. So, you know, I think that just comes with the territory is playing strong safety.
A couple of years ago, you were able to kind of look around. There was awesome on route. It guys that had been around a while. You were the new guy. Now it's kind of you're one of the guys, you know, that you've kind of moved your way up the pecking order. Do you feel as if the guys looking to you more now?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it's so much as like to be a leader or whatever the case may be. You know, they just look to me for insight because I've been around the same team for so long, especially with the younger guys. And we got two veteran quarters coming in, but they're from different teams. So, you know, they're looking at us for insight and we're looking to them for insight.
You mentioned culture change, but there's also, it seems to be a big culture change just in defensive philosophy. I mean, for years, this team was man-to-man, no blitzing, four-man rush, and now, apparently, Dennis Allen wants to go multiple looks and multiple coverages. How big of a challenge has that been for the defense so far in OTAs?
It's a lot of new stuff, you know, we're learning, and like you said, we're primarily a man-to-man team, and so to get some zone stuff, you know, the different stuff they're throwing in is definitely a lot of learning going into it, but, you know, I think everybody's up for the challenge. I think it's going to be beneficial to us.
And as your spot as a safety, I imagine it's crucial. I mean, because he said, like you said, you're one of the last guys back there. You and Michael have to make sure that guys are in the right place to do all the things that you want to do.
That's in every defense, though. You know, yeah. The safeties usually have to get guys lined up and stuff, so, you know,
I mean,
we're used to it.
More now, though.
Yeah, definitely, but we're used to it. Yeah.
You can have more opportunities for interceptions in this type of scheme. You know, you kind of got your eye more on the quarterback, able to see and make breaks on ball when you instead of running with somebody?
I think we got opportunities to make interceptions in any defense. You know, mm-hmm. It's just all about capitalizing and going out there and executing the defense. So I think that's the thing.
Hey, man, now enjoy training camp. You like coming here and get all the guys together and is that a fun time for you? Or?
Yeah, you know, I was joking about it earlier, man. I kind of miss football. I was at home. And everything my family was doing was just getting on my nerves. I said, yeah, it's time for me to get back to football, man.
You said that discipline you're talking about off the field, is that going to, you know, lead to more discipline on the field, you know, as far as penalties and things? You're saying they're kind of checking on everything.
Yeah, definitely. With us, we know that our discipline is what got us in trouble in the past, you know, and that stuff trickles down onto the field, and we need to cut down the penalties if we want to be the team we want to be.
How do you feel like Ron Bartel and Shante Spencer are fitting in? You and Mike have been together for a few years, but how are those guys fitting in?
You know, they're smart guys, man. They know the game, and they're wily. We're wily veterans, you know. They're older guys, and so they know the ins and outs of the game. You know, it's not so much a skill set with them. It's the mental capacity, and they know a lot about football.
Now a few months have passed. I mean, how much upset was there on this team when Jason Campbell, you know, went down and was obviously replaced by Carson? And what have you seen from Carson in terms of really ingratiating himself to the guys now that he's had a few months?
Carson is a great quarterback, man. You know, he's a great leader. He finds a way to get guys going. You know, And I think he's a great fit for us.
How about the young guys, Chukwuma, Van Dyke? Do you see those guys be able to push the Wiley veterans this year?
Yeah, definitely. In football, it's always competition, especially with you got such an age gap. You know, those guys are coming in with the fresh legs, so to speak. And so it's always competition in football.
How is your mindset different coming into this year's camp?
It's a new regime, man. We just got to get in the playbook. You know, the defense has been pretty much the same in the past, and so a lot more studying in this training camp.
What did Rich Gannon say was the key to dealing with this? What do you think? Any nuggets?
Oh, nah, man. What happens in there, we keep it in there, man.
All right.
Good. Thanks, everyone. Yep.